Leg out.
Welcome to UIC Women's Basketball on Chicagoland Sports Radio. I'm Luke Steffen here with Sean Jarrett for our pregame show for the Flames against the Northern Kentucky Norse. UIC enters this game 3-16, 0-8 in Horizon League play. They have a chance, though. They're playing a Northern Kentucky team that's 6-13, just 2-5 in Horizon League play. Before we start talking about this game, let's do a little bit of a recap on the game that we saw on Friday, UIC against Wright State. It looked really good for the Flames in the first half of that game. They actually had a two-point lead going into halftime against the Raiders.
Yeah, they came out shooting well, and they were shooting that good at the free throw line as well. But, unfortunately, it seemed to take a roll in the second half.
In the second half, Wright State turned up the defensive pressure. UIC finished that game with 30 turnovers. It's tough to win a game against anybody, let alone a team that's coming in with a 13-5 record, 5-1 in the Horizon League, if you're going to give them 30 turnovers.
Yeah.
And a lot of them were live ball turnovers.
Yeah. And some of them, they also was getting dominated on the second chance points and points in the paint.
Yes, yes. The good thing about this game today, UIC a bit of a bigger team than Northern Kentucky. So hopefully we won't have a repeat of the turnovers or the points in the paint issues that we saw in that game on Friday.
You know what? UIC just got to run through the tape. This is what they got to do. They got to come out strong and go at them and keep up the pressure. Do not let off. Do not take your foot off the gas. They got to come out and play smart basketball and work through the whole game.
So we've seen quite a few UIC games this year. What are some strong points for this UIC team?
You had a good guard. She's going to come off the bench today, and that's Bird.
Brittany Bird, yes.
She's been playing lights out. She had been had Bird with a double, another, her third double-double. But she got in foul trouble, and it hurt the team in the long run.
Yes, the last couple of games that we've seen at home against both UW-Green Bay and Wright State, foul trouble has limited the amount of minutes that Brittany Bird could play. Against Green Bay, there was foul trouble. She managed to stay in the game the entire game that time. Against Wright State, there was a little bit of a problem with about 4 minutes left in the third quarter. She picked up her fourth and fifth fouls on one possession, and it really was what led to the downfall of the Flames in that game.
Yeah, but that's not been the only player that has been having trouble with foul trouble. Carr has been not really shooting too well, and Carson Hamburg has struggled with foul problems.
So let's talk a little bit about the team that we're seeing today, Northern Kentucky. What do you think has caused the Norse so many problems this season? They come in only 6-13, 2-5 in the Horizon League, so not much better than the Flames in the overall picture.
It's a long season ahead, and you got to come out. You got to keep fighting. Fight to the end. It's still early. The tournament has not been locked down yet, and you still have a fighting chance to get in.
That's why this is such a big game for me in terms of seeding in the Horizon League tournament. As I said, Northern Kentucky just 2 conference wins. If UIC can steal a game here, all of a sudden maybe you're that much closer to moving up in the bracket.
Yeah, but they really need to come out and play smart basketball right now, tonight, and have one of them games where everybody's contributing. You can't come have one player contributing. You have to have a team effort in this game.
A big reason it's so important for UIC to come out strong, I noticed an interesting statistic about Northern Kentucky. They've won 6 games all year. In 5 of those games, they've led at halftime. When Northern Kentucky leads at halftime, they're 5-0. So yes, it's definitely important for UIC to come out strong. You don't want to have to make a comeback in the second half against this Norse team.
Yeah, you don't want to be playing from behind or playing catch-up, as they say. That's not something you want to do against this team. So tonight, look for UIC to get out early, run the breaks, and try to run the score up early.
A reason that I really like that idea of getting out on a break and running the score up, this Northern Kentucky team, they don't score. They come in averaging just 55.8 points a game. So to me, in addition to pushing the pace of UIC, I think you have to push the pace in a smart way. You don't want to have turnovers and things like that because you're going too fast. But if you can push the pace and get that score up into the 60s or 70s, you have a really good chance to win this game. Northern Kentucky's not a team that does well when the other team is putting the ball in the basket.
Yeah, that's some, and look for USC to try to keep their active hands going tonight. They had, last couple of games, they have had active hands and causing turnovers. So look for them to come out and cause turnovers in this game and push the break, leading to the points of turnovers.
The other thing that active hands means is rebounding. You don't want to give Northern Kentucky, a team that struggles to score, extra chances on the offensive end to get points. Get that defensive rebound, limit them to one possession a trip, go down and score yourself, and then things are going well for you.
Yeah, that's where Tia Dagger and Carson Hamburg comes in. They got to clog the paint up and lock the paint down where they can't get that 10 points.
Another key for me in this game is going to be free throw shooting. When the teams are close in talent, like I think these two teams are, it's so important that you take advantage of your chances at the free throw line when nobody's guarding you to score. It's something that, and while this Northern Kentucky team has struggled as a whole, they shoot 70% from the free throw line. We saw UIC really have some problems with that. They started off well, 4 or 5 with free throws in their first game on Friday. They finished just 5 of 12, so I think you have to look at that, and that could be a key for UIC in this game.
Yeah, that definitely could be a key for UIC. UIC has a good team, so look for them to play smart basketball. Run through the tape, UIC. Run through the tape. Finish strong. That's all you have to do. You have a chance of winning this game.
We've got less than 2 minutes left in our pregame show before the action gets started. Let's talk about picks to click. Who for UIC has got to be the pick to click to get things going for the Flames?
Of course, you know, she's coming off the bench tonight, but my first pick to click is Bird. She's going to be, she was shooting lights out from the three-point line. She had 18 points in the last game, but she got a foul trouble early. Second player is Taylor Tony. Taylor Tony, she picked up the weight after she went out. My third pick to click is Carson Hamburg. She needs to step up and play well. And my fourth and final pick is Emmanuel Carr. She needs to come out and have a great game. No turnovers and play smart basketball.
I think that those players all will be really important for the Flames. One more player that I'd keep an eye on is their primary ball handler. If we're talking about not turning the ball over, I need Terry Bender to distribute the ball well and distribute it smartly if UIC's got a chance. Now, how about Northern Kentucky? Who do they need to get going to get their second true road win of the season?
I'm going to say probably their key player is Rebecca Little. She is their key forward. So look for her to try to get on the boards and score.
All right. I like that analysis. We'll go to the national anthem and starting lineups. When we come back, Robert Jarvis and Andy Baker will take you for the exciting action today.
The reason I'm out here at the Illinois Media School is the radio business, while there are hundreds, maybe even thousands of stations, the people in the business is a small, tight-knit group, and I really enjoy the opportunity of being able to give back, connect, share the experiences I have, and actually learn from the students as well. My name is Dustin Rhodes. I'm the executive producer with the Mully and Hanley Show on 670 The Score, and I am IMS.
It's Frankie Robinson. The Illinois Media School, formerly the Illinois Center of Broadcasting, provides hands-on broadcasting and online media training in fully equipped radio and TV studios and web-based computer labs. The instructional staff consists of broadcast media and professionals like myself with many years of broadcast and online media experience. I've watched some of my former students get jobs and excel in the industry. Upon graduation, students are well-prepared to enter the broadcast media industry. check out our campus in Chicago and Lombard and visit beonair.com. That's beonair.com to learn how to get started.
The Illinois Center for Broadcasting is now the Illinois Media School. We've been an institution in the Chicagoland area now for 30 years. Because the broadcasting world is always changing, so are we. Not only are we teaching radio and television production, but now you can learn all aspects of the media industry, like web design. You can even specialize in TV or film, sports broadcasting, and even sales. No matter where you are in the Chicagoland area, we have a campus near you. The Illinois Media School. Be on TV, be on radio, beonair.com.
I came to Illinois Media School because I want to give back to the current students. It's something that really means a lot to me as an instructor, as a mentor, because I've been in this business for over 20 years. So it meant a lot to me to be able to come back and just teach some of the tricks of the trade to the students here at Illinois Media School. I'm Jonathan Hood from SiriusXM NBA Radio and ESPN Radio from the Illinois Media School campus in Lombard, and I am IMS.
The Illinois Center for Broadcasting is now the Illinois Media School. We've been an institution in the Chicagoland area now for 30 years. Because the broadcasting world is always changing, so are we. Not only are we teaching radio and television production, but now you can learn all aspects of the media industry, like web design. You can also specialize in TV or film, sports broadcasting, and even sales. No matter where you are in the Chicagoland area, we have a campus near you. So come check us out. The Illinois Media School. Be on TV, be on radio, be on air.com.
And the new member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Tupac Shakur, bringing us back in. Welcome to UIC Flames Basketball here on Chicagoland Sports Radio with my main man, Robert Jarvis. I'm Andy Baker, and we are glad to bring you in today for this afternoon's game between the ladies of UIC and the women from Northern Kentucky, the Norse. Robert, we got a good game on our hands. Only the third meeting between these two teams, with Northern Kentucky just entering the Horizon League last year. They've only played twice so far. The Norse have taken both, but this gives a unique opportunity to the Flames to pick up their first win against this squad. The Flames have never lost three straight to a member of the Horizon League. So if they do, that'll be something new. Do you want to go over the starting lineups for me?
Well, for the UIC Flames, they're going to start off with Emmanuel Carr, Brittany Bird, Taylor Toney, Terry Bender, and Karsten. And for the Northern Kentucky, we're going to have Rebecca Little, Michaela Terry, Tyron Totter, Kelly Wegman, and Casey Utrich.
Northern Kentucky is coached by Miss Karen Whitaker, and the your UIC Flames, as always, coached by Regina Miller in her sixth season as Flames head coach. So we're about to get this action underway. Four quarters of fun. UIC coming off a loss against Wright State, looking to pick up its first win in three games. So what do you think today, Robert, when it comes to what can the Flames do really to help stop Northern Kentucky and pick up a win here in this afternoon's home game?
Well, first of all, this is what I call a dangerous game for UIC. With Northern Kentucky new to the Horizon League, they want to try to, show their identity from the conference that they come from. But, I mean, UIC, you got to stay the course. UIC has been effective all season by running the basketball, keeping it moving, and understand that everybody got to get involved. But they have to control the glass because they have a complete size advantage today.
Absolutely. Totally agree with that. Another thing that was, relevant in the last game for UIC was I believe our pregame crew talked about this earlier. They had 30 turnovers in last game. Lots of turnovers. And a team, you're talking about a Northern Kentucky team that only scores, averages 58 points a game. So if you can limit the turnovers, you got a good chance to pick up the win here.
Oh, absolutely. I totally disagree.
And here we go. It's time to tip it up here at the Pavilion. We have number three, Rebecca Little for Kentucky, going against number one, Melita Emmanuel Carr. And this game is about to start. UIC in the white, going right to left. Northern Kentucky, gold, black jerseys, gold, gold and white piping, moving left to right.
UIC comes out man to man.
Yes. As number 11, Taryn Tower with it. Northern Kentucky at the top of the circle, drives the lane and lays it in. The right hand lay in by Rebecca Little.
There was no backside help, no rotation on the back defensive end by UIC there.
UIC rotates around the right side. Top of the arc, it's left side, Emmanuel Carr. Back to the top of the arc with number 10, Terry Bender. The pass is knocked down. Here comes Northern Kentucky going the other way. There is Terry down to Udrecht. Another two. Casey Udrecht with the second basket. It's 4-0.
Great fundamental layup using our left hand going to the left side of the basket.
Absolutely. Taryn Hedberg, top of the key to Bender. Bender right side to Hedberg. Bender again, top of the key, dribbles with her left hand.
UIC seems to be looking very stagnant on offense. There's no motion, no movement.
5 seconds left on the shot clock. Bender drives right hand. Lay-in is good. Flames get on the board there.
Good penetration to the basket.
Absolutely. Off the court, it's number 22, Karen Wigman. Wegman stays with it. Wegman trying to fight her way into the paint. Can't seem to get by the stifling UIC defense. Litfield drives. The steal by UIC going the other way. It's good, Bender.
Good defensive help by the Lady Flames.
Bender from the top of the free throw line just off. Rebounded by Northern Kentucky going the other way. Quick outlet pass to number three. Brittany Bird is going to be Little and one.
Chance for a three-point play by Northern Kentucky.
Absolutely. First foul on Bender. It's her first and first team foul. With substitution for the Flames. Heading to the line for the Flames. It'll be Gabriel Johnson with one shot.
Northern Kentucky up 7-2.
And
it's
just
early.
After the foul, here comes Bender, leading the Flames.
A little
right
pressure
to left
by Northern Kentucky.
Absolutely. Bender with it.
Northern Kentucky playing in a 2-3 right now.
Down low. It's up. No good. Rebound tip. No good. Here comes Northern Kentucky going the other way. Ahead to Terry. Here he takes it, tries to drive, kicks it out to Wigman. Wigman drives, and one for Casey Ubrecht. Nice drive, the left-hand lane for Casey Utrecht, and she'll get to go to the line for one more as the foul was on Gabriel Johnson. That is her first and the second team foul, and this will allow Utrecht to go to the line for the N1 opportunity for Northern Kentucky.
It's clear Northern Kentucky has made up in their mind that they're going to go to the basket. They've been successful early on here.
Absolutely. That seems to be what's working for them. The Flames need to try something new on defense, maybe a zone. Here come the Flames again with a right-hand dribbling. It's Emmanuel Carr. Emmanuel Carr takes it. It's outside. Inside, down low. Bad pass, tipped. Ball will stay with the Flames.
UIC must get some better ball movement. They're looking very lethargic right now. Kentucky 10-2.
I would agree. Shot is up, off the rim, just a little short by Taylor Toney. Toney with it, back outside to Bender. Bender again with it, over to Toney. Toney with the ball, wheels it around, back to Emmanuel Carr. Emmanuel Carr with it, crossover move, back to Taryn. Toney over to Bird, up with it, front rim and out. Here comes Northern Kentucky the other way, following the rebound by number four, Michaela Terry. Terry out to Wingman. The shot is
good.
Kelly Wingman with another basket for the Norse of Northern Kentucky.
Nice assist by the point guard there.
So far, she is just one of one. With the ball, it is Bird. Bender over to Emmanuel Carr. Emmanuel Carr, right corner, back to Bender, top of the three-point line. A three-point opportunity is just off the mark there for Bird, and back the other way with it is Terry of the Norse.
Northern Kentucky seemed to be the more aggressive on the offensive end.
Wingman again, Kelly Wingman. A lot of action early. Down low, right hand layup is good for
Rebecca Little.
Timeout. And that will lead to a USC timeout, trailing early, 14-2. I'm Andy Baker with Robert Jarvis here on Chicagoland Sports Radio. You're listening to USC Flames women's basketball.
Hi, everybody. I'm Candy Gomez here at the Illinois Media School in Lombard. I am one of the newest people to join the staff here. I am a student advisor. I bring all my expertise, my years from B96 Radio, WGN, Chicago Sky, Kiss FM. I bring all that here, and I talk to the kids, students of all ages, of all backgrounds, and let them know what radio is like, and just working in the media, too. I'm Candy Gomez from Kiss FM, and I am IMS.
At Chicagoland Sports Radio, we're committed to bringing you the latest on all things Chicago sports. For all of the news, analysis, and interviews to keep you informed, log on to ChicagolandSportsRadio.com to listen live. Chicagoland Sports Radio, it's not just sports, it's a way of life.
Back at the pavilion, you're listening to Chicagoland Sports Radio. It's UIC Flames women's basketball, the Northern Kentucky Norse, and your UIC Lady Flames. Northern Kentucky out to an early lead so far, Robert. It's 14-2. Timeout called early here. Coach is trying to figure out what they can do to improve their play for the last 5:27 that remained here in this first quarter. What do you think has been the biggest weakness for the Flames early on here, and what can they do to right that?
Well, first of all, it's not really the biggest weakness of the Flames. I'm very impressed with how Northern Kentucky ladies have come out and punched them in the mouth, being very aggressive on the offensive and defensive end of the floor. For the Lady Flames, what I would like to see them do is provide a little bit of pressure. Make Northern come up out of that zone. Northern has been in the zone from the time that this game has started. Flames are looking very lethargic. You're going to have to find a way to get that ball down low, because right now that ball is just going around the perimeter for 35 seconds on the shot clock.
100% agree with you. They can't seem to be able to get the ball inside the three-point line. You got to get inside if you want to beat this team. At least that appears that's how it's going to be. But here we are about to resume the action. Here at the pavilion, the Lady Flames about ready to go, and the Northern Kentucky Norse getting back on the court as we resume play. It's Tony with the ball. Over to Emmanuel Carr. She'll bring it up the court. Loses control. And it's picked up on the baseline.
Another Northern unforced Kentucky turnover. Can't continue to do that.
Yes, sir. And we talked about turnovers earlier. It will be key. And there's a turnover by Northern Kentucky, throwing one out of bounds. Ball over to your Flames.
So UIC have to take advantage of all the turnovers right now, trailing by 12.
Absolutely.
It's very important on this possession here that they come down and get a bucket.
I agree. It is important to take advantage of every opportunity.
Another turnover.
And here come the Flames, or the Northern Kentucky Norse the other way. It's Terry with it. Pass blocked, but right back into her own hands. Terry retains control.
UIC in the man-to-man.
Looking for an open passing opportunity. She wheels around. And a timeout is called by the Norse. And with the score still 14-2, we will keep it here as it's a 30-second timeout.
I was very impressed with that defensive stance right there for UIC. Hopefully something like that can change the tone a little bit. They made it real hard for the ladies of Northern Kentucky to even get a pass off.
I would agree, anything you can do to limit the passing opportunities and close off the passing lanes is exactly what you need to do when you're playing a team like this, especially in a game where you're already down by double digits, as they are here.
Let's see what the Northern Kentucky ladies come out with.
Yeah, I definitely want to see how they set up here and what we're going to see on offense after what we just saw defensively from UIC.
We need that to keep that defensive intensity up by the Lady Flames.
In-route pass goes right to the hole. With it is Tower. Shot is up and just off the mark. Rebounded by UIC, going the other way. It's Bird. Bird with it at the top of the arc. Wheeled around to Tip Bender and back to number five. Tony up with it. And it's good. Taylor Tony with the basket. An important one for UIC as they trim the lead to just 10, 14 for Northern Kentucky with it at the top.
And as you can see, they got some dribble penetration in the middle to free her up for that open jump shot.
Yes, sir. It's Wegman with it. Driving, putting it up, but a foul. Contact made on the shot attempt by Davis.
Foul called on Brittany Bird, her first.
There was absolutely no defensive rotation there. The lane opened up as wide as the sea. She had an easy lane to the basket. We must shut them lanes down. Every possession since this game has started, the ladies of Northern Kentucky has had their way going to the basket.
Davis misses her first.
Number three, Rebecca Little, and number 23, Casey Utrecht.
Rebecca Little and Casey Utrecht returning for Northern Kentucky. And that foul was on Bird of UIC. Her first and the third on the team. Both free throws good. It's now 15-4. With it for UIC, it's number 10, Bender. Bender to Hanberg, back to Bender. She dribbles it down low to Hanberg. Over to Bird, up with it, and good. A nice basket there by Brittany Bird. A couple important baskets here for UIC. Now let's see if they can lock down the D.
I was impressed with the way she put her shoulder down and aggressively went to the basket.
Very true. That was something we were just talking about. With it is Tower. Combs to Tower. And a steal by UIC. The other way it goes, it's Etheridge. Etheridge to Bird. Over in the corner, it's Bender.
And
we have a travel called on UIC. The ball will be turned over to the North. As Michaela Terry will return to the game for Northern Kentucky. 2:48 remaining here in the first, 15-6. Northern Kentucky leads the Lady Flames. With the ball left to right for the North, it's Terry. Terry at the top of the arc, right side. We have a tip ball, and it will be going over to the Flames as they rule that it was a untouched pass and dropped by Northern Kentucky. Turnovers like that are going to be key for our Flames. Are they not, Robert?
Again, they have to capitalize on this. This is about the fourth or fifth turnover so far by Northern Kentucky. Let's see if the Flames can score on this one. They really need this one.
Driving it up with her right hand is Bird. Offensive rebound and the putback by Terry Bender. A huge basket there for Flames. Getting that second chance opportunity. They're going to need more of those if they want to return into this game.
You couldn't have said it better.
Driving baseline and contact made on the attempt by Wegman. Excuse me, Utrecht. The foul is called on Tony. It's her first and the team's fourth, and Casey Utrecht for Northern Kentucky will have the two shots.
I can't keep stressing enough on the defensive end how there's either no rotation by the Lady Flames or the rotation is late. And again, if I'm Northern Kentucky, I'm going to keep going to that lane repeatedly over and over and over again until they find a way to stop it.
Both shots are good. 17-8 Northern Kentucky.
with the ball. It's Bender over to Burden. Back to Bender as the 2-minute warning is announced. Down low with the left hand lay in. It's Gabriel Johnson. A big basket there for UIC. It's now 17-10, just a 7-point deficit for the Flames as Wegman brings the ball up the court, dishing it over to Tomey. Rebound by UIC as Tomey missed it with her left hand baseline. Up the court, it's Bender. Down low again to Gabrielle Johnson. It's two in a row for her. Two huge baskets for the Flames and two critical defensive stops. How about this?
UIC have scored on their last four possessions.
Yes, they've had some great opportunities. And as you say that, no field goals in over 4 minutes for Northern Kentucky. They've only made their points from the line. As we have a three-point attempt missing just to the left by Wegman. But staying with the ball, we're going to have a blocking call here. Appears to be it will be on the Flames.
Foul called on Terry Bender, second.
And it's going to be a second foul on Terry Bender, which will put the Flames over the limit. And we'll have the Norse shooting 1-1.
I'm surprised that Bender, I don't see nobody going to the scores table with Bender having two with 1 minute left to go in the first period. She's a very important piece to the UIC Flames. I'm curious to see how long Coach gonna leave her out there on the floor.
It will be two shots as it was a shooting, ruled a shooting foul with exactly 1 minute remaining here in our first quarter of play. Tower hits both.
And Tony stays on the floor with two.
It was a good point. It was interesting to see what the decision would be, and they do keep her on the floor. Excuse me, it's the Flames bring it the other way. Down low, kicks it out. Left side, it's Bird. Back to Bender. Bender at the top of the arc, taking her time, assessing the situation. Moves to her right. And back, it's going to have to be a shot from Bender. No contact with the rim, so that will be a 30-second shot clock violation. Ball going back to Northern Kentucky. Poor offensive set there. Wouldn't you say, Robert?
Well, on that possession, you could see UIC was trying to find a way to get it back down to Johnson. She's been the effective one the last 3 to 4 times down on the floor. UIC comes back man-to-man.
No, we were talking about the defensive sets earlier, and right now the man-to-man has been working for the Flames as Terry dribbles it at the top of the arc. Little movement. And it's a double dribble, a call you don't normally see, but our referees
very seldom do you see a double dribble.
Absolutely,
call.
But hey, this afternoon our referees have been doing a wonderful job, as do all the wonderful referees here in NCAA Division I women's and men's basketball. 5 seconds remaining, last shot to the Flames. It's Bender, left to right, up with it, no good. And that's the end of our first quarter of play. Andy Baker, Robert Jarvis with you. It's UIC Flames women's basketball on ChicagolandSportsRadio.com.
Hi, it's Frankie Robinson. The Illinois Media School, formerly the Illinois Center of Broadcasting, provides hands-on broadcasting and online media training in fully equipped radio and TV studios and web-based computer labs. The instructional staff consists of broadcast media and professionals like myself with many years of broadcast and online media experience. I've watched some of my former students get jobs and excel in the industry. Upon graduation, students are well-prepared to enter the broadcast media industry. Check out our campus in Chicago and Lombard and visit beonair.com. That's beonair.com to learn how to get started.
The Illinois Center for Broadcasting is now the Illinois Media School. We've been an institution in the Chicagoland area now for 30 years. Because the broadcasting world is always changing, so are we. Not only are we teaching radio and television production, but now you can learn all aspects of the media industry, like web design. You can even specialize in TV or film, sports broadcasting, and even sales. No matter where you are in the Chicagoland area, we have a campus near you. The Illinois Media School. Be on TV, be on radio, beonair.com.
At Chicagoland Sports Radio, we're committed to bringing you the latest in all things Chicago sports. For all of the news, analysis, and interviews to keep you informed, log on to ChicagolandSportsRadio.com to listen live. Chicagoland Sports Radio, it's not just sports, it's a way of life.
Hi, I'm Rob Rose, and I'm one of the instructors here at Illinois Media School. I've been teaching here at the school since 2010, as a matter of fact, between Lombard and Chicago campuses. This is definitely the place to come. It's going to prepare you for absolutely everything that you need to know about the broadcast industry. We're talking radio, television, web, podcasting, absolutely everything. Get in touch with the school and take advantage of it. Make it your career. Do it now. I'm Rob Rose, Knights on 100.3 WSHE in Chicago, and I am IMS.
And we're back here at the Pavilion on a wonderful Sunday afternoon here in Chicago. Andy Baker here with my man Robert Jarvis as we get set to begin the second quarter of Lady Flames basketball action. Northern Kentucky Norris with a 19-12 lead over your UIC Flames, but a game in which it was an early double-digit lead. So UIC, Robert, has done an excellent job fighting back into this one. How do you think that first quarter of play went for the Flames?
Well, the first quarter, they started out really lethargic. I thought they was playing very stiff. Northern Kentucky came out and punched them dead in the mouth. But from the last 4 minutes on in the first quarter, the Lady Flames came back flaming, and they're back in the game, only down seven.
And here they come with the ball. It's Bender over with the ball at near the timeline, just across the timeline. Aaron pass recovered by Bird. Back to Bender. Bender with it. Returns it to Bird. A side three just in and out. Rebounded by the Norris coming the other way. It's Terry with it. Terry, right hand, drives the lane. She kicks it out to Casey Utrecht for the three-point field goal.
Slow on the rotation by the Lady Flames.
That led to a wide open three for Utrecht. And here come the Flames the other way. As always, almost always, it's Bender with it at the top of the key. You can tell she is clearly their leader, so the ball is almost always in Bender's hands. She sets up everything for him. Bender back to Bird. Bird overall to the other side with the Etheridge. Down low, we're going to have a travel called on Gabriel Johnson.
You know, here's a case where the Lady Flames, they're trying to get it down on the low box to Johnson. But one of the things I think they need to do is better disguise different ways to get it to her. Everything that they're trying to get to is coming on the right side of the floor.
Correct. It seems like the Norris are kind of figuring out what the game plan is here for our Flames. As Wingman dribbles it down low, back to Utrecht. And Wigman with another three-point opportunity. No good on this one, but an offensive rebound by the Norris. Up and in with the and-one opportunity. It will be Rebecca Little for the Norris. A great offensive rebound, and they're going to get their chance for an extra point.
Well, again, here's just a case of Northern is just out-hustling the Flames on the board. I mean, I don't understand why UIC are being out-rebounded. They have more height than the ladies from Northern Kentucky. We got the box out. You can't put a premium on it. You have to box out.
After the free throw, it's UIC with the ball. Emmanuel Carr back in the game, brings it up the court over to Bird. At the top of the key, it's Emmanuel Carr. Down low again to Gabrielle Johnson. Offensive rebound. Another offensive rebound by the Flames. It's Bird with it, taking it back out and resetting the shot clock.
Good offensive rebound by the Lady Flames on two possessions there to keep the ball on this end of the court.
Down low, miscommunication, and the ball will be turned over by the Flames. A little bit of an errant pass there by the Flames, and it's going to go back to the Norris. Baseline will be Weckman inbounding for Northern Kentucky, but we have a whistle even before the inbound pass.
Foul on Melita Emmanuel Carr.
That'll be her first and the first foul as a team on the Flames this afternoon.
Lady Flames comes out in a little pressure.
With the ball going left to right over the timeline, it's Wigman for the Norris. She takes it back to her left and then gives to Terry, who gives back to Wigman. Wigman takes it herself, crossover, drives the lane, and a 15-footer is good. Kelly Wigman with another 2 points to her total, it's 27-12.
Again, penetration, penetration, penetration. They're going in there just as easy as walking through a door.
With it at the top of the circle, it's Emmanuel Carr. Emmanuel Carr to her left, over to Gabrielle Johnson, who wings it across the court to Bird. Bird back to Emmanuel Carr, drives the lane with a left-hand layup off the glass and in. Critical basket there for UIC. Emmanuel Carr, 2 more points. It is 27-14.
That kind of stops the bleeding a little bit.
It absolutely does, Robert. That is a very important basket. At the top of the arc, it is Terry to her left, through her legs and back to her right. Over to the inside with a shot off the rim and out. That was Rebecca Little with the miss. Quickly the other way. Looked like there could have been a foul called one way or the other, but the refs let it go off the rim and out. It up with it the other way. It is Northern Kentucky down low to Rebecca Little. We have a whistle and a foul being called on Charleston Hedberg. That is her first and the second team foul on the Flames.
I'm very impressed with Rebecca Little for Northern Kentucky, I'm sorry. For undersized center, she gets the position down there.
I agree. She is a great player. Three-point attempt just off the inbound is good for Casey Utrecht. She has been shooting well from the floor, as well as Wigman for the Northern Kentucky North so far this afternoon. At the top of the arc, it is Emmanuel Carr for UIC. Over to Bender, back to Carlston Hedberg for a long three that is no good. And after the air ball, the other way it goes. Tower with a miss, coming back with it is UIC. It'll be Litchfield. Crossover move down low to Carlston Hedberg.
First ball.
Ball out of bounds, and it's another turnover for the Flames.
UIC, the last 3-4 possessions just seemed to look so unorganized. It looked like they started off the game unorganized, then they got it together. Now they're going back to playing unorganized and undisciplined basketball.
No, you're
and
right.
And this is why the lead done cultivated up to 14.
You're right, and that's the problem with they figured out that going down low to Johnson was the answer, but so did the North. They figured out how to start stopping that, and they were effective. And now it's time to change up your plans if you're UIC.
UIC man-to-man.
They've played man-to-man most of this afternoon's game. Driving is Tomey, kicks it out to number 12, Thomas, for the North. A ball, loose ball back over the timeline, and it won't be a back for a violation, but it will be
a shot clock violation
as the buzzer goes off. No points for UIC in over the last 2 minutes.
The offense is so stagnant right now. I don't know what to tell you. You can see they're running the same set over and over, and Northern Kentucky is not coming out of that zone. They have not come out of that zone since this game has started, and I wouldn't because it's been very effective for them.
Yeah, why stop doing what works? As Zagoric misses the lay-in, and the other way it's Terry for Northern Kentucky, kicking it to the left side to her teammate, Tower, who hits.
Taryn
Tower, who hits the short jumper.
I can't emphasize it enough. I know fans probably tired of hearing me say this, but Northern Kentucky constantly penetrates to the basket and scores.
Big three-pointer for Emmanuel Carr there. Big three-pointer for UIC, 32-17. Thomas with it at the top of the arc for Northern Kentucky. Over to Wigman. Keeps it herself down low to Tomey, and we're going to have a holding foul called on Carlston Hedberg of the Flames. It's her second and the fourth on the Flames as a whole.
UIC going to have to turn it up a notch. You know, with 4:22 left to go in the second, I'd like to see the Flames try to cut this lead down to at least 10 to get them a fighting chance going into the second half.
And we have a timeout on the floor. So we'll be back with you here on the UIC Flames Radio Network, Chicagoland Sports Radio.com. Andy Baker, and Robert Jarvis with you.
The reason I'm out here at the Illinois Media School is the radio business, while there are hundreds, maybe even thousands of stations, the people in the business is a small, tight-knit group, and I really enjoy the opportunity of being able to give back, connect, share the experiences I have, and actually learn from the students as well. My name is Dustin Rhodes. I'm the executive producer with the Mully and Hanley Show on 670 The Score, and I am IMS.
Hi, it's Frankie Robinson. The Illinois Media School, formerly the Illinois Center of Broadcasting, provides hands-on broadcasting and online media training in fully equipped radio and TV studios and web-based computer labs. The instructional staff consists of broadcast media and professionals like myself with many years of broadcast and online media experience. I've watched some of my former students get jobs and excel in the industry. Upon graduation, students are well-prepared to enter the broadcast media industry. Check out our campus in Chicago and Lombard and visit beonair.com. That's beonair.com to learn how to get started.
At Chicagoland Sports Radio, we're committed to bringing you the latest in all things Chicago sports. For all of the news, analysis, and interviews to keep you informed, log on to chicagolandsportsradio.com to listen live. Chicagoland Sports Radio, it's not just sports, it's a way of life.
Back here with you at the Pavilion, it's USC Flames women's basketball here on the ChicagolandSportsRadio.com. Andy Baker, Robert Jarvis here with you. And Robert, I was just looking at the stats here as we're halfway through our second period of play. Northern Kentucky with a solid 32-17 lead over our Flames. And right now the Flames shooting just 33% from the field, completely opposite when it comes to the Norse, shooting at a nice 58% clip. So really, it looks like the Flames are going to have to start knocking down some shots if they want to get...
Well, that's quite obvious, and it also looks like Northern Kentucky is showing their identity of what they're going to be bringing to the Horizon League.
Action resumes on the baseline to our right. It's Northern Kentucky inbounding. Terry with it. Loses control quickly, and back the other way come the Flames. Bender with it. Outside for three. Around and out, tipped out, and taken away by Northern Kentucky. It's Thomas with it. Over to Terry, Tommy. Terry to Tower.
Turnover.
Passes out of bounds, and it's another turnover for Northern Kentucky.
Kelly Whitman, Casey Utrecht, back for Northern Kentucky.
USC Kelly have to capitalize. With 3:54 left to go in this second quarter, we need buckets bad.
And Kelly Woodman and Casey Utrecht return for Northern Kentucky.
Northern Kentucky ladies still remains in that 2-3 zone. It's been effective all game long. And until UIC decide they're going to knock down some shots, they're not coming out.
Bender to her right. Back to Emmanuel Carr. Nice bounce pass inside to Gabrielle. And she is fouled. Gabrielle Johnson heading to the line. It's just the first foul there. And the first team foul on Northern Kentucky.
Gabrielle Johnson has had a solid first half so far. Lord knows what the score would be without her right now.
Yeah, she has. Just a few baskets so far, but she has a chance for two more here at the line.
These free throws are big. And I mean, from a standpoint of opportunity to put points on the board without the clock moving.
You're 100% right about that. Points with the clock stopped are going to be critical for USC from this point forward.
I tell you, this I'm very impressed with Northern Kentucky from a defensive standpoint. That zone reminds me of them old UCLA days of John Wooden. And it would suck the air out of the other team's offense with it.
After both free throws were missed there by Johnson, the Flames do manage to get the offensive rebound. It's Bender over to Emmanuel Carr, back to Bender. Dribbles it around the three-point line and takes it inside herself. A little bit of a half-spin move, returns the ball to Emmanuel Carr, who takes it herself left hand. And an offensive foul is called on Melina Emmanuel Carr. Not what you wanted to see there. It looked like the Flames had an opportunity to make some offense and they're just undisciplined.
And Northern Kentucky had come out of the zone and went man-to-man on that possession.
Here comes Northern Kentucky. It's Wigman with it. Excuse me, Utrecht. Utrecht over to Terry. To Wigman. Wigman back to Utrecht. Right-hand lane is short. Offensive rebound and another putback.
Rebecca Little again.
Rebecca Little, she is clearly right now the star of the game.
And I tell you, just like Johnson for UIC, UIC have shown they don't have no check for her. There's no one that they have put on her so far that's been able to contain her.
And that's going to be second foul.
Excellent first half by the young lady.
That's going to be second foul on Johnson, and we'll put the Flames in the penalty as Rebecca Little adds one more with that free throw.
Now, I'm curious to see how long Johnson stay out there before half. You don't want her to pick up a senseless third foul because that's really your only scoring offensive threat that you got on the roster right now, or that have shown up for today at least.
And Brittany Bird returns for the Flames along with Litchfield. As the Flames lose control again, another turn.
Checking in for the Norse, number 34, Haley Cole.
We talked earlier today, you and I, about how
turnovers,
they had
30
turnovers in that last game. A number many people couldn't fathom, but now watching this so far, it's been a struggle. As it's Terry with the ball for Northern Kentucky over to Wigman. Wigman takes it herself and throws the ball out of bounds. It will return to the Flames. So key possession coming up here for UIC.
Every possession is key for the Flames from this point in.
I should mention number 34, Deja Andrew, or number 34, Haley Combs has made her first appearance.
And Northern Kentucky has gone back to the 2-3 zone.
They're going back to what works. Top of the key, it's Bender. Bender over to Litchfield. Back to Bender. Down low, up and in. It is Gabriel Johnson. And we've seen those plays work for the Flames so far as Terry brings it the other way for Northern Kentucky. She's getting trapped. And it looks like we're going to have a 5-second violation. What defense there by the Flames, Robert?
Yeah, but see, we can't have that type of defense for one possession and play 6 or 7 possessions and let them go to the basket. We got to get some type of consistency going, not only on the defensive end, but on the offensive end of the court, too.
Agreed, but defensive possessions like that do give you courage as the game continues. It will be Litchfield with it over to Bird, and the three is off the mark, rebounded by Northern Kentucky. As Terry brings it away toward the basket herself, almost coast to coast there for Terry.
Again, no resistance on the defensive end. No one rotated. Free lane to the basket.
Yes, Michaela Terry with an excellent afternoon so far. As it's Bender over to Litchfield. Tipped around and out. And possession will stay with UIC.
This last 43 seconds left in the half is really what, one, maybe two possessions? I'd like to see UIC going to the half with a bucket.
And you'd like to see him be able to get two possessions out of this if so possible. As Bird puts up a quick shot and knocks it down. Brittany Bird with a nice basket there, 37-21 Norse, as Terry brings it up the court on the far side. Just over the timeline, loses the ball a little bit, but gets it back. And it's Combs over to Tower. Tower keeps it herself as the clock comes down to 17 seconds with 10 seconds on the shot clock. A foul is called, and it's going to be on Brittany Bird, her second. And since we are in a penalty situation, we will see the
two shots
for Northern Kentucky. It will be Michaela Terry taking those two.
I tell you, Andy, I'm really interested in seeing what the Lady Flames, what adjustments that they make at halftime coming out for the second half. I'm so interested in seeing, I'm actually wondering, will you possibly see some players come off the bench that we haven't seen so far to try to provide a spark?
Second shot, no good.
Lady Flames and the man-to-man.
Second free throw was no good, but an offensive rebound by Northern Kentucky gives them the last shot. It's Terry to the hole. But loses it, but the Flames will not have time to put up a shot at the end of the quarter. Halftime here at the Pavilion. Norris of Northern Kentucky, 38. Your UIC Flames, 21. Chicagoland, sportsradio.com. This is UIC Flames women's basketball.